This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric Hagman on the line right now from Bradenton, FLA. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Hi, Colin. How you doing?
Not out of breath. What are you doing? You getting your workout in? What's
going
happening?
Going for a run?
I have not gone for any runs unless it's a beer run. And I think that's a different definition, right?
There we go. Everything okay? You seem like you're winded.
I'm winded? I'm old.
There we go. Okay. Now we're talking.
I had to navigate across 27th Street. That's not the easiest thing to do at this time of the day.
No, have you ever played Frogger, by the way? It's much
I have played Frogger, yes.
Much the same.
Yeah.
Well, Eric, you know what I'm intrigued by is Kevin Newman. Now, I hear the reports and I see the things from yesterday because, as you know, with training or with spring training, things seemingly change every day depending on who talks. And yesterday, The general manager talked. And, like, am I not? Now I'm supposed to be high on Kevin Newman because his sample size was too short and because it came at the end of a season that was kind of a long season for him last year. So Neil Huntington is trying to tell me, I guess, that he'll be a different Kevin Newman this year.
Indeed, that's what Neil is saying, and Clint said the very same thing. They're on the same wavelength, let's put it that way, when it comes to Kevin Newman. Both of them said, we did not see the real Kevin Newman, that he was worn down, that he'd lost weight, that he'd lost strength, and they basically gave him a pass on those 31 games that he played in September and late August.
When you go around and talk to guys at this point, Eric, it's really early, but does Nick Kingham, I don't know, he's a laid-back guy for the most part until he gets out on the mound. Do you sense any increased level of competition from him in that he's going to have to steal a job from Jordan Lyles if he wants to be a part of the rotation on opening day?
Well, he's one of the three that they keep saying are in the mix, Brault being the other one. And Kingham, to me, I've talked to him a little informally. He seems like he's ready for the challenge ahead, that there is a job that can be won. And again, we go back to what the manager and the general manager say. They both say that if Kingham does not win that fifth spot, he certainly is a candidate for a long relief position. So I think it's pretty safe to say that unless he just pitches horribly down here or suffers some sort of an injury, he's going to go north with this team, whether it's as the fifth starter or out of the pen.
Does Starling Marte strike you as someone who tries to lead a group of people?
That was a question that somebody asked yesterday. I can't say myself that I would look to Starling Marte as a leader on this team. That doesn't mean he can't be. I know at Pirate Fest, he spoke in English. He did a complete English interview. Maybe it's something that they have talked to him about. Maybe it's something that at this point of his career, now that he's hit 30, you know, that he decides that, this is no longer McCutchen's team. It's no longer whoever else, you know. We can mention a lot of guys, I guess, who, you know, were here when he came up. But maybe he's ready to take that upon himself. I think that's going to be a great question for him when we get a chance to talk to him.
Whose team is it then? I mean, because the way the clubhouse is split up, you got your pitchers on one side, your position players on the other, and not all those position players are there yet, but they're trickling in. I mean, who's the guy other than, I guess, Francisco Cervelli, who takes this team by the scruff of its neck if it needs to be done and shakes them awake at some point this year if they fall asleep?
Yeah, Chris, I think that's a great question. However we value leadership in the clubhouse, how great it really is, I don't know. But you have to look to some veteran players. Cervelli is truly the veteran player. But again, as we talked before, he faces a pretty uncertain future with this club. I mean, he may not even last the season if they decide to trade him. I would say I think Gregory Polanco is very open and willing to become a leader on this team. But, of course, he's got to lead by example on the field, too, and he's not played all that well the last couple of years. But he told us that he spent the entire off season in Florida, other than for a weekend that he went back to the Dominican Republic for a wedding. And he said, I'm working on my English. It has to get better. And so some of these guys are making a concerted effort. But, again, Harrison's gone. Mercer is gone. you know, you're looking for these guys. Maybe it'll be Josh Bell. But again, you've got to have production on the field for the players to look up to you and for your voice to count in the clubhouse.
As long as it wasn't Raul Mondesi's wedding, everything's all good. Eric Hagman joining us from Bradenton, FLA. Is it just business as usual for Zhang Ho-Gung? He's just another guy out there?
You know what? I'll tell you the thing that strikes me. I walk down the hall twice now this week. I've walked down the hall, and he's coming toward me, and he speaks to me in English, hello, good morning, that sort of thing. He seems so relaxed. I think he is just so happy to be back in this situation. And whether it, you can say, you know, he truly missed what he loved doing, and he realized, I know he talked at Pirate Fest about this, that he wanted to put it all behind him and that he's working on being a better person and these things. But he just seems really relaxed and just can't be happier. And I think, well, obviously, I know if he can play to the level that the Pirates saw 2-3 years ago, you know, he's going to help this team. And we'll only, you know, we have to wait and see on that. You know, looked good in the cage yesterday. I will say that.
Well, just from talking to people down there, Eric, what do you think the sense is of what the club actually expects from him? I mean, they're going to say all the right stuff, but do they actually expect him, after that much time off, to step back into the lineup on a near everyday basis and provide 25, 30 home runs?
Hurdle's gone on record as saying no. He said, we're not expecting the Zhang Ho of 15 and 16. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't hope, but, you know, he had a decent year in the minors last year. Of course, he had the injury to the wrist as well, so he was dealing with a lot of things coming back to baseball. I don't think expectations are great for him, but they wouldn't have signed him and given him a $3 million guarantee if they didn't think he couldn't help this team. So whether it's going to be in a platoon role, whether he can wrest the third base job away from Moran, maybe it's just a pinch hitter off the bench to start the season. But I think expectations will increase with every nice swing, every hit he gets down here. Right now, it's just too early, they say.
Hitting coaches are the most overblown things in all of sports, I think. But how are the Pirates taking to the new hitting coach, Eric?
Depends on who you talk to. The guys I've talked to, they seem to like the combination of Jacob Cruz and Rick Eckstein. It's a different philosophy. Hurdle went into great detail about that yesterday, and he did not want to in any way criticize Jeff Branson, and he just said that sometimes in this business, he said, a new voice, a fresh voice, and a different philosophy is necessary. So they're going to try this something new, and I know Branson was kind of the old school anti-launch angle and all this. We're going to have to see what the results are. But a few of the players that I've spoken to, a few of the hitters, they seem to think it's fine. Again, Hurdle is the sounding board for a lot of these veteran hitters, though. They go to him and discuss their hitting issues.
Eric Hagman's down at Pirate City in Bradenton for us on the Fan Morning Show. Who's Mitch Keller palling around with? I don't know what I expect from him this year, if he'll see the majors at all. Is he hanging with the veterans? Is he working as more of a leader amongst the younger minor league guys on that side of the room? What's he doing?
He's next to Tyone and Garth Brooks, so whatever, however you want to put that in. I'll tell you, the one thing that strikes me about Keller, Chris, is he's not wide-eyed. I did an interview with him very early in the week. Actually, it might have been the first interview I did when I came down here. And, you know, I wanted to get a feel. Here you are in camp. You've got a legitimate chance at some point this season to come up. And he just, it was, I don't want to say he was condescending back to me. That would be too strong of a word. But it's like, well, yeah, that's why I'm playing baseball. I want to be in the major leagues. As far as who he's palling around with, again, he's on that veteran side. Archer's over there. Williams is over there. Tyone, as I mentioned. And he's kind of separate from the rest of the young guys. So, you know, whether that's I'm sure that's by purpose, by design, to have him there. And if you know, if he listens to Tyone, he'll be fine.
Last thing for you, got about just 20 or 30 seconds left. Is Jeff Banister visible at all at camp?
Shook my hand. I welcomed him back. I said, this is where you belong. He said, you know it. He's a great guy, isn't he, Colin? I remember the interview you did with him, and he is just a great guy. And, yes, he is very visible, and he's the type of guy that the players gravitate to.
All right, Eric Hagman from Bradenton. This spring training report was brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services. Eric, thank you so much. We will chat again shortly.
All right, guys. See ya.
Uh-huh. See ya, Eric.
See ya. He's got to go. Got to run back over 27th Street.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.